Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, Buffalo Fanatics? Josh Allen here. Just wanted to say, go Bills.
Buffalo, Buffalo, it's the Mafia. Josh Allen, Steph Diggs, Shaq Lawson, who's stopping us? No. Trey Edmonds, Ed Oliver, Jordan Phillips, who blocking us? No. I don't see nobody stopping us. No. Number one, no one on top of us. What they gonna do when Matt Milano coming with the blitz off the edge? No. Don't you throw it in the air, cause Trey White and Micah Hyde were intercept.
Woo!
Von Miller getting double teamed, now the team getting easy sacks. Russo with the double moves, coming straight for the quarterback. Take him down, take him down.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Rico back at it again. Bills win, Bills win, Bills win. I know it's preseason, I know, but it still feels good to be a winning team. Nice straight. Hey, Buffalo, Buffalo, hey, ladies and gentlemen, Bitcoin Barkley comes in and saves the day. Who would have thunk? Golly, Bitcoin went 18 for 24, 224 yards. It's preseason, baby. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Rico Report brought to you by the Buffalo Fanatics. We appreciate you guys tuning in. It is preseason, but it's like Steve Tasker. Steve Tasker is just getting warmed up for when the season starts, right? Calling the games. He did an excellent job. I got to start getting my mojo back for when these post-game shows happen. So you guys know exactly where to tune in. The Buffalo Fanatics. Let's go, folks. So many things to unpack in this game. I'm not going to lie. I mean, preseason is preseason, right? And winning, who cares? It's not about who won. I mean, as much as we like it, it's not as much as who won, but it's whose light shined the brightest, right? And whose light got turned out. That's what preseason is. This is what preseason is about. And I'm going to be joined shortly by my man Rev, unless he flakes on me. But I know he's not going to do that. I know he's not going to do it. He's from Texas, man. He's going to work his way and then find his way onto the show. But we're waiting for you, Rev. But I'm going to tell you right now, man. Where to begin? Let's jump right into it, right? There's the good, the bad, the ugly. We'll get into that, but let's start with like statistics and who stood out, right? So Case Keenum, 11 for 18, 86 yards. Was throwing like 5 yards a throw, two picks. One was definitely his fault. The other one was, could say it was his fault as well. A little high, a little too much mustard on it, with the Crowder drop turned into an interception. But there was much to desire. There was much to desire with Case Keenum. And we hope that we don't have to deal with that situation ever. If, you know what I mean, God forbid something happens to any of our players on the squad, right? But it's preseason. It's the first game. And he was pressing a couple times. But don't forget, it's his first time in this offense. Right. So there's a few things that, you know, he wants to take back and get back. We know he's a better quarterback than that. Sometimes it takes a little bit of getting warm to some of these players. Right. It's his first time throwing to a lot of these guys. Bitcoin's been here. Bitcoin knows the system. So it's just a matter of, you know what I mean, getting through things. But Case Keenum, it wasn't your best day. It wasn't your best day. And I think we all know that. Right. Bitcoin Barkley comes in 18 for 24, 224, throwing almost 10 yards a throw. Right. He had that unfortunate interception. It happens. Right. But he drove us back. He drove us back, made some key throws. There were some clutch catches, but he did what he's supposed to do as your backup quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Put us in position. Yo, Matt Barkley was looking like Bitcoin, baby. Let's go, man, with an 86 average. Now, let's go to the running back room. Nothing crazy. Zach Moss looked very fresh. Zach Moss looked very fresh to begin this game. He had 3 carries for 37 yards. He had that one where the hole was clogged up, bounced off of it. What I love seeing about what Zach Moss does, and a lot of guys, they just want to get out of there quickly. So they worry less about mechanics, right? And he kept his mechanics intact. Bounced off the lineman, not happening, turns back around, switches the ball to the outside hand, and accelerates. A lot of times, these guys just want to get out of dodge, right? Ooh, bounce out, and they just get out of dodge and run. No, I mean, he switched it, got his mechanics down, tucked that thing in, and got, what, 27-yard run? Excellent job, Zach Moss. 3 carries for 37 yards. He looked good very early. He had a couple catches as well. Duke Johnson had some touches. Nothing crazy. James Cook had some touches. Nothing crazy. We didn't really see too much. You want to say Colette? You want to say? What? That's okay.
But he's going to get more.
It's okay. It's all right. Say hi. Say hi to everybody. Okay. Daddy's got to do business. Say go Bills.
Go Bills.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Hey, yo. Anyway, back to it. So, sometimes these babies, man, they get me all messed up, but I got to get back into it, man. It's a soft spot for me, right? So anyway, the running back room, man. Zach Moss, Duke Johnson had some touches. James Cook, we didn't really see much from James Cook. It's all good. But Raheem Blackshear, whoa, where'd that brother come from? I didn't really I read a lot of articles, man, from the beat writers to some of even our guys that went there. I didn't really see anybody mention Raheem Blackshear. But Raheem Blackshear, golly, I like him. I like him a lot. He's sturdy. He is sturdy. I mean, kind of gives you that strength back, agility back. He's a one cut. Don't mess around. I like him. And he can catch out of the backfield. Raheem, Radio Raheem Blackshear. I want to see more of him. I want to see more of him. But I don't want to get over too excited because, I mean, he's going up against the twos and the threes of the Colts. So, like, I gotta temper my excitement, right? But he still stood out. I'm impressed with what I saw from Raheem. And you can't tell me y'all didn't see the same thing. By the way, if you guys are in here for the first time, you guys have no idea who I am. You guys are a Colts fan. You're a Bills fan. You're any type of fan. Smash that like while you're in here. Smash that like while you're in here, and you might as well subscribe while you're right here. You might as well do it. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. I promise you that right now. Salute to the Facebook crew. Salute to the Twitter crew. Salute to the YouTube crew. Salute to everybody tuning in. Real talk. Smash that like. You know what I'm saying? And give your boy a follow. Give your boy a follow on the old Twitter. I mean, I don't really push Twitter too much on here, but give your boy a follow on the old Twitter right over here. You know what I'm saying? It's very simple. Right there, Rico underscore BF underscore, and then we keep it pushing. We keep it pushing. But the running backs today, more specifically, Mr. Raheem Blackshear was quite impressive today. Quite impressive. Let's go to the receiving room. The receiving room, baby. Khalil Shakir. O-M to the G. Yo, Khalil Shakir is going to be a problem. That dude is the real freaking deal. I know people have been writing about him, and there was a lot of hype for him. Coming into him, and it was a steal. A lot of teams were kind of pissed off that we got him. But fam, listen, Raheem Black, listen, you got me saying Raheem Blackshear because I'm all over him. But Khalil Shakir, bro, they were going to him early and often. When you needed something done, you went to Khalil. I can understand why Josh Allen was like, yo, this guy is special, man. He's going to be nice. We are going to be, we're going to be a very... There's an explosive team. And I was at one point thinking to myself, and I don't want to speculate too. I don't want to speculate now, but I mean, we only have 3 freaking special teams. Excuse me, special teams. We only have, 3 preseason games. So there are some guys that should be feeling the pressure right now with how Khalil Shakir performed today and how often we went to Khalil Shakir. Case Keenum went to Khalil Shakir often, right? Dude had 86 yards rushing and passing today. Khalil had 5 receptions for 92 yards with an average of 18 yards a freaking catch. Dude, he caught all 5 of his targets. Consistent, explosive, and he's in and out of his breaks, in and out. He's gone. Feed me. Dude, Jamison Crowder. I'm not saying that, you know what I'm saying, that you are in jeopardy, but the pressure is on, my guy, because Isaiah McKenzie took full advantage, took opportunities to play the slot. Khalil Shakir can play inside and outside. But boy, if they say, you know what, we got 2 young guys and we don't have to worry about, you know what I'm saying? So, Crowder, it's been great. I hope it doesn't happen. I want Crowder to be on the squad because I think he could be a very big piece for us. But, dude, Khalil Shakir, respect to my man Khalil Shakir. We got to give him some love. We got to give him some love, man. So, Khalil Shakir, 5 receptions, 92. Isaiah freaking Hodgins. Kumaro, you had a big drop. Excuse me, you had that fumble that I know you were pissed off with yourself. But I'm going to tell you right now, man. Hodges is pushing heavy. And listen, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm rooting. I didn't think he had a shot to make this squad because we were so deep. We were so deep with talent on this squad. I reluctantly was like, I'd love him to make the squad because he was one that we had a lot of potential in to get him going and to really bring him on. And then Gabe Davis showed up out of nowhere. So they kind of pushed down Isaiah Hodgins. Then we had another year. More talent comes on team. Diggs is there. And dude, Hodgins is doing everything he can to make this squad. Marquez Stevenson, unfortunately, is hurt. Didn't really show too much his first year. This year was supposed to be that, you know, be that year that kind of he gives us something. And then unfortunately, he gets hurt. Isaiah Hodgins is taking full advantage of everything that is thrown his way. And he looked fantastic. He led us to this win. Shit, can we hashtag Hodge Squad? Yo, Bobby, you a dummy, man. But Hodge Squad is in the building, man. Yo, my man did his thing, man. There's Hodge Squad reminds me. I live out here. I live out east in the Atlantic, if you will, in Canada. I'm in Nova Scotia, and they eat this thing called hodgepodge out here. It's a concoction of like potatoes and veggies. It's all veggies. It's a cream soup, not my business. But the Hodge Squad, I don't know why, hodgepodge, Hodge Squad, it kind of ties it together. But you know what? Listen, I'm rooting for Hodges, man. I am rooting for that dude. I don't know how he's going to make this squad, but golly. I mean, obviously, we know practice squad is most likely the destination he'll end up. But wouldn't you like to see him persevere and make this roster? Wouldn't it be nice? Because really, roster number receiver six is what we're looking for. Receiver six. Let's be real. That's the open spot. There's 5 receivers that are locked in. I put Crowder in that 5 that are locked in. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's some things that's gonna change up. Yo, Revs, I don't know why you here chatting in here when you should be on the thing with me. What you doing, fam? Okay, you're supposed to be on me. This man's in the chat. Yo, get your ass on the screen, man. Anyway, back to your regular scheduled program, people. Hodges had a hell of a freaking game. 9 receptions, 77 yards. On 11 targets, he caught 9 of his footballs. Good on you. Beautiful catch on the sideline. Ugh! Good shit, boy. Raheem Blackshear added 4 receptions for 60 yards. He had 11 yards rushing. But he looked good, though. He looked fantastic. Tanner Gentry came through and showed some love. Kumaro had 2 receptions for 20 with that fumble, the unfortunate fumble. Not listen, Neil Paiu came in some clutch. He did some good things, man. James Cook caught a reception today. So did Zach Moss. So, I mean, nothing crazy. Nothing crazy. OJ Howard. We're going to get into OJ Howard a little bit. We're going to get into OJ Howard. Five turnovers. Not happy about that. I'm not happy about that. But let me go back to the defensive side of the ball. Let me tell you something, man. Let me listen. If I could zoom in on my face, I would. Right? Baylen Specter? Inspector Baylen? Baylen Specter was active today. This guy was left. He was right. He was in the backfield. Dude, who is this dude? Baylen Specter, like, I mean, I know we drafted him late. What, it was the seventh round that we drafted his ass? Depth linebacker. We have a whole bunch of line. We have Andre Smith. We have Giles Harris. Dude, Baylen Specter looked damn good. Damn good. Bro, this freaking, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, man. This draft class, I mean, it's first week of preseason. I gotta calm my black ass down. It's first week of preseason, but they look good. Yo, they look good, man. Justin Morris comes in with a super chat and says, yo, Davis, Shakir, and Cook are the future. Hands down. I mean, this shit, they look, you better put Baylen Specter in there, boy. Did you put Baylen in there? Shoot, you better put Baylen Specter in that bitch. Hey, Baylen looked good today, man. Baylen Specter, 10 tackles today, 10 total tackles. He had 5 solo. He was in coverage. He was on the left side. He was on the right side. He was all over the place. Salute to Baylen Specter. Honestly, man, you got to give credit to where credit's due, and you got to give him credit. He was everywhere, man. Shout out to Baylen Specter. Brian Sprout says, hey, man, big baller beans, Buffalo Bills back. Yo, you stupid. You got me reading that thing. I'm going to do it anyway. Big baller beans, Buffalo Bills backups, big ball beyond belief. Good shit, Brian. Say that 7 times fast. No, thank you. But, dude, defense was balling today. Yo, let's keep it real, man. This defense, even with our depth, I was like, what? Yo, you had Tim Settle in there. You had Carlos Basham. You had AJ Epinesa. Like, I'm looking at this line. I was like, yo, you would think that this is like a starting line. Like, that's a good talent. Daquan Jones is in there today. That's good talent. Dude. And we were going up against the ones, and they didn't do anything. Nothing. What did they do for you? Absolutely nothing. I'm looking at this defense like, dude, I thought we were nasty last year. But this year, this is a whole nother ballgame. This is a whole nother ballgame. Yo, this defense could really take us somewhere. This defense, and we haven't even gotten started yet. We don't even have all our starters in, and it looked good. And those were against the Colts starters, minus one running back. Dude, scary. I was at the event, and I was talking to Dawson Knox, and all he could suggest, and what word he could use to describe this offense, this whole team, was scary. Yo, it's going to be scary business, man. Scary business. So let's go to the defense, man. Joe Giles-Harris, 6 tackles. Brandon Bryant had a solid game. Brandon Bryant was active. He had a solid game. That was number 93, if you guys are wondering who that was. Solid game. Damar Hamlin. I didn't really see too much of Damar Hamlin. I'd like to see more of him. Andre Smith looked good. Cam Lewis looked good. We had some guys that stood out today, man. So salute to this whole squad. Listen, this was a nice team win. We got to see some players stand out and really do their thing. I'm really impressed. So, statistics aside, let's get right into it, folks. Let's get right into it, man. You guys already know how I do when it's game time, it's post game time. We always talk about the good, the bad, the ugly. So let's get right into it, man. The good. What? And I need your help. I need the chat's help to let me know what stood out to you. Should we start with the obvious? Let's start with the obvious. It's punt time. It's time for us to punt. Number 19 shows up. All eyes are on number 19. Number 19, looking dapper, looking ready to roll. I tell you right now, man, from TV, it looked effortless. He didn't, You know, we've had some kickers in the day. Brian Moorman, I'll name him one. He had such pretty form, right? He kicked that and his leg was like this, right? This dude, pure strength, pure dude punted that thing 82 freaking yards, man. 62 net. 82 yards, and it was effortless. Even better, Matt Ariza, you're holding the football. I see your form. It's good. 19 and 2. That combination is going to be pretty, man. Matt Hack, it's been real. Let's keep it a buck. It's been real. We should be getting, I mean, Black Monday usually comes around. You know what I'm saying? So we'll wait till Monday, and then we'll make some cuts, and he should be, you know what I'm saying, released very soon. I don't know if they're going to hold on to him. I have no idea. But holy crap, Benjamin Taylor, you nailed it, bro. You nailed it. Matt Field Flipper Ariza. That boy flipped that field quick, fast. Now, the only thing I would love for Matt Ariza is if he were just to angle that towards the sideline a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Pin them on the one and the two way back. That would be pretty. Now, are we to expect this punting? I really don't think we're going to see a lot of punting this year. This offense is primed. This offense is primed to go. And if we do punt, good luck, fellas. Good luck. And I'm going to tell you right now, man, people are going to be so shook waiting for that punt to go. There will be a time where we have an okie doke where we pretend we're about to punt it and my man takes off. He looks athletic enough that he could run. But big, big job and good job on Matt Ariza. I'm going to tell you that right now. Tell me what else is good. What was good today to you guys, right? We're talking about the good, the bad, the ugly. What was good? What else stood out to you? Let me keep going. I mean, I talked about Khalil Shakir. I'm going to go back on Khalil Shakir. Khalil Shakir, man. He's going to be something. I'm impressed with Khalil Shakir. I've been reading about it and I've been seeing it, but I was able to see with my own eyes this time, and I'm impressed. He doesn't give you the look when you look at him and he's just trotting on the field. He doesn't give you the type that is going to burn right past you. Because he has that look where he doesn't look like he's a fast dude, but boy can run. He's got wheels. That stood out to me heavily. Let's keep going. Folks, I spoke at length, and I think I saw Super Chat, and I'm glad you brought it up because I was just about to touch on it. Salute to my guy, John DeMarchi, first and foremost. John DeMarchi, longtime listener. I appreciate you. You know that. John DeMarchi comes in and says, Elam pass breakup. Cook looked nice. Bernard scored a touchdown. Shakir, 5 for 86. Ariza, 82-yard punt. Benford, pass breakup. And some solid tackles. Bean and scouts, they know what's up. You damn right they do. They trust their scouts. Right? Go out to the field. Go into the field. Bring me back your information. And then I'll double check and make sure that, you know what I mean, I like what I see from what you guys are telling me. And boy, did they nail it. Boy, did they nail it. Now let's stick on this good. I've been vocal about not wanting to have an issue with Matt Elam. I don't want to have Matt Elam be a liability for this team. I really don't want that. We can't have that. We can't afford that. Boy, did he give me some confidence today. It's not about the past breakups because it's his fire. This guy comes with the fire. I love that. Energy. Energy is everything. And he came with it today. But he was in position. What I love most is he was in position. He wasn't in some grabby business. He was in position. He used his speed. He used his length. He used his athletic ability to be in the right positions to bat down. The right hand is there. He's holding on just in case. Dude, he was on his money today. Matt, excuse me. Elam is ready to go, man. He looked good to me. And now, if he can put those together consecutively, next game, you know what I'm saying? He's getting more time. He's getting more comfortable. Today was a big one. I was hoping that they were going to press him and throw it at him. And did they ever? And he held his own. He absolutely held his own. Matt Elam, freaking great job. Kyrie, you got me saying Matt Elam. Kyrie Elam, great freaking job. Great freaking job, man. I was hoping that I wasn't going to, like, oh God, they got none of that. I felt very good. I felt extremely good. And wait till we have Von Miller, Greg Rousseau, like the real dogs on the field. Good luck. Good luck to the rest of the NFL. Wait till those boys get ready. And wait till Trey White gets back. Boy, you better stop. Kyrie Elam, solid job. Christian Benford, solid job as well. I don't know if you guys noticed this little thing that these guys are doing on the field. I don't know if you guys noticed it. Hold on a sec. I got my man Chase Manziella. What up, Chase? He goes, yo, Rico, what did you think about the play calling? I'll get into that. We go get there. But I'm gonna answer this to you right now. I like the play calling. I like that it wasn't extremely vanilla. It got vanilla near the end, obviously. But there were a couple plays that stood out to me that was like a little more spice. There was a little bit more spice into it, right? I know you guys in the fall, you guys like your pumpkin spice muffins and stuff like that. There was a little bit of pumpkin spice in some of the play calling he did today. So I was impressed with that. And there was some five wide. There was a lot of under center. I mean, you're not going to get a whole lot, but I like what I saw from our play caller. You ain't going to see nothing from me. You're not going to see a whole lot of complaint from me. I think he's going to fit right in. Our quarterback loves him. The team loves him. I mean, I've interviewed the players already, man. They tell me, if you think he's going to sit back and chill out and be as docile and look like, I mean, you look at him, he looks like just a, I mean, you're 6'4" freaking accountant. But dude is fiery. He cusses. I like it. I'm all about it. Rated R Dorsey. You feel me? So I'm all about this, man. But Christian Benford and Kyrie Elam, looking good today. It looks very good on the management team. It looks very good on the scouts. They did a hell of a job bringing in the right pieces to this team. Boy, oh boy. Let me give you another one. I got another super chat coming in from my man, Adrian Marston. He goes, oh, when should first team play? That's a great question, man. You'll probably see the first team play next game. Next game, you'll probably see Allen get maybe a quarter, if that, or he might not even play, period. We don't know. I'd like to see him get at least get his feet wet a little bit. But you might see him in the second game, because third game, usually it's for the guys that are really trying to push and make this squad. Really push and make this squad. And if they're on the bubble, that's your opportunity. This third game is your opportunity. Obviously, second game is opportunity as well. But you'll probably see a lot more of the starters playing next game. Third game, you better forget about it, because they're getting ready for the freaking season. They're getting ready for the season. But that's my stance on when this first team. So next game, you should start seeing more starters start to kind of get some touches. So we'll see how that plays out. But we've got the good, the bad, the ugly. We're still on the good, because I saw a lot of good things today. And forgive me as I'm scrolling through. I'm producing. I've been doing this for years, so I'm smooth with it. But I'll get to most of your super chats as we go and get my content out. John DeMarchi comes back with a super chat. I appreciate you, Johnny. Johnny says, yo, this $5 donation is for the football that Matt Ariza slaughtered today. The football had a family. Yo, you a fool. 82 yards. Moment of silence for that football. You know what? John DeMarchi, just for you, a moment of silence. And that's it. That's all you get, because there's air horns after that, because that 82-yard freaking boomer, dude. Teams are going to be, listen, this is going to be all over ESPN. It's going to be all over Fox. It's going to be all over freaking SportsCenter. Everybody's going to be talking about this 82-yard punt with ease. Once again, if you thought the Buffalo Bills are going to try to stay under radar this year, you best believe it. It's not happening. These boys are going to be all over the Bills this year. We're going to be like 5 primetime games. Dude, we got a lot of work to do, but boy, oh boy, was it pretty to see that thing happen. My man Mohammed Murrow says, yo, and Hack's career? Yeah, it's over with, man. I mean, his career might not be over, but it's over in Buffalo. That's for damn sure. It's over in Buffalo. It's a wrap. But listen, I'm not going to continue this any further by myself. Let me bring my guy, Revy Rev, talking about all this chat. What were you doing in the chat? Your ass is supposed to be right next to me, and you in the chat fooling around, man. Like, give me the thumbs up and let me know you're ready to come in. Golly, man, I should rip this dude, man. I should give you another one. But guess what? My man Rev is coming in. Let me bring him on. You know what I'm saying? We got to talk about this game, man. What up, Rev?
What's good, man? What's good?
What's good, Pimp? You good, man?
Yeah, I'm good.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man. I was working on some business, man. I had a little issue with some subscription stuff. So I was trying to knock that out, man. That's why I didn't pop on initially. Listen, but yeah.
All is love. Hey. All is good. We talking. I know you kind of caught on to what we were talking about. But right now, we're talking about the good, the bad, the ugly. And we're still talking about the good. So right now, Khalil Shakir stood out to me. Matt, Kyrie Williams stood out to me. Christian Bedford stood out to me. That was a solid, solid day for those guys. The punt guy. I don't want to even call him the punt guy because I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But Matt Araiza. Matt Araiza did.
Oh, man. Thing. Yeah, yeah. Araiza, was that good enough for you, man? How'd you like that?
It was good enough for me.
I think
it settled everybody down because everybody's been wondering, when is he gonna kick? We need to see a big boomer. We need to see a big one. And sure, did we ever? We certainly did today. So 80, I'm very 82? Excited.
About 82 yards, is that what that was?
82 yards, boy. That's
that
what
dude boomed it, man. When he kicked it, I thought it was gonna be a whiff, man, because I didn't see any like extension on the leg. Like I didn't see like a whole full extension. It looked like he just popped it up in the air. And I'm like, oh, this is not going to be good.
This is what I was talking about. I just mentioned that. Dude. I said, yo, when Brian Moorman punted, his leg was like, ding.
Full extension. You know
what I'm saying? Like a ballerina, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now the Riser, ain't no ballerina in him, man. He just, I'm all about punting that thing. That's it.
Popped it. And that sucker was gone.
Get out of here, man. Yeah. Yo, can you imagine getting that boy? Yeah.
Hack is done. Yeah, he's done. Competition over with.
You knew the competition was over. It was all about if can he hold?
Can he hold?
Can he take a snap, put it down, and do what you got to do? That's what we needed. You feel me? By the way, folks, you're tuned into the Rico Report. Fair. I got my guy, Rev, right next to me. You're holding it down. It's preseason. I said, yo, man, come on and jump on with me. I'm not going to do this by myself. By the way, we got 450 plus, people watching right now.
Crazy.
YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, the whole bet. Yo, salute to y'all.
Yes.
I appreciate y'all. So what else stood out to you as good in this matchup?
So I took some notes, man. But, you know,
talk to me.
I didn't catch the majority of the first quarter because I had some issues. But when I did pop in, man, So I'll start with the offensive side of the ball. I know you had already mentioned Shakir.
Just give me the good. All right, then we'll get into the good.
All right. So here we go.
Yes,
the good. I like Shakir. Love Shakir. I liked Hodgins. He stepped up, man, and did a tremendous job towards the end of the game. Showed he's like, yo, you ain't cutting me, man. Hodgins like, you ain't cutting me. And if you do, you're gonna regret it. So Hodgins stepped up, man. The game wouldn't have won the game if it wasn't for Hodgins. And also, I'm gonna say this, probably a guy that nobody even talked about is Matt Barkley. Did Matt Barkley come in and say, you know what? It looks like I'm gonna have to be the backup quarterback. You know, I know everybody wanted Case Keenum. You know, I was content with just being the Josh Allen cheerleader, but it looks like I'm gonna have to be the backup quarterback. Matt Barkley came in, the offense looked completely different. When he stepped in the field and started, I mean, the offense was just moving, was humming. He was releasing that ball with timing, nice lofts on his passes. It looked completely different. And my man Case Keenum was like, yo, I think I'm going to have to hold this clipboard now. You know what I'm saying? So, Barkley stepped up.
Listen, we paid Keenum a lot of money, to come here. Remember, we brought him here to solidify the backup role. And our backup's backup looked better.
He looked better. He looked better, man, with the same cast. I mean, and you know what I'm saying? And, like, Barkley was, like, he did it. Like, he was on point. You could tell a noticeable difference in the offense when Barkley stepped onto the field 100%. Than when Case Keenum did.
We have to keep – we got to keep 100, right? Because you have a quarterback that knows the system, that is familiar with the verbiage, that's familiar with, you know what I'm saying, where they want the, you know what I'm saying, with some of the players that are there. So he's got the advantage in that regard, right? So you got to give Case Keenum an opportunity. I'm sure he's going to step his game up next game. But, I mean, it didn't
those
look
turnovers
good.
Were ugly, man.
Oh, that back shoulder, I don't know what he was thinking.
I don't know.
Case Keenum, what are you doing?
That's got nothing to do with comfortability or whatever the case may be. Nah, that was just a terrible pass. I don't know what he was thinking.
Nah, that wasn't it, man. I got a super chat coming in from a man, Yardle T.
I'll
just call Yardle, man.
Yeah,
Yard. I think he says Yardy. He's a Yardy. Yardle. Yardle. Says, yo, What do you think about OC first day on the job? Do you think the first team will struggle with the same calls? McDermott had ears and he was happy. Well, listen, man, I already spoke on that. I feel like he for his first day on the job, I think he did a fantastic job, especially because you have to be vanilla. So yeah, at this point, it comes down to execution. When you can't give up all your good plays and you want to your man-to-man beaters and you don't want to give up your goodies, right? So you got to chill out and call the vanilla plays and expect your players to execute. That's the point, right? You played ball back in the day. When the offense was screwing up, what did the coach tell you? We're going to run the freaking same play again. And we're going to get it right. We're going to keep running it until we get it right. The defense knows what's coming their way.
Right.
Guess what? We're going to run that thing. It's about execution. And preseason is about execution. Nobody's running the best plays ever. You know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't work that way.
It's hard to judge it, man, just because it's so vanilla, so base. There's absolutely no game planning whatsoever. They're just simply trying to execute the plays that they call. It's nothing deep about it.
How do you feel about because it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. It's already happening. I mean, shout out to my man Scott Blakely. Scott Blakely is already starting the trend.
He's already doing it.
Cut Case Keenum, right? Get rid of him, guys. Let's chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
For those that are going to be asking for this, right, get rid of him, cut him now, and we'll just stick with Barkley and run it back like we did back in 2019, whenever the hell he was with us. 2020.
Yeah, so, 2020, I think. Uh-huh.
What are your thoughts on people talking about, hey, man, get rid of Case Keenum, start making these cuts now, get rid of him, and then we'll just run with Barkley? Or are we to just chill out?
We need to chill.
We'll be fine.
We need to chill. We need to chill. I love what Barkley did. I mean, he looked like he was the backup quarterback. I mean, he did. Yep. You know what I'm saying? But we still got to give time. Let's give some time and we'll wait and see. I don't even know how many quarterbacks they may decide to keep all three. You know what I'm saying? And into the season. But we got to pause. But you know what I liked though?
I liked.
Hold on. So Scott Blakely. So he says, yo, cut Keenum and pay Poyer. Okay, I see what you're saying, Scott.
Talk about it.
Did my man Jaquan Johnson? did he just make the decision to extend Poyer a lot more difficult? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like did Jaquan Johnson's like, you know what? I know you're thinking about paying Poyer, but let me just kind of make it a little bit more difficult for you to make that decision, Bean. Because Jaquan Johnson came out today, man, and he looked very good. I think Bean is kind of sitting there like, huh, okay.
and it doesn't help. It doesn't help when a few weeks ago, Micah Hyde was talking about, man, we didn't miss a beat.
We don't miss a beat.
If you wouldn't have known if Poyer was in or not, because Jaquan Johnson been handling his business and doing what he's supposed to do.
He came through and did his thing today, man. Yo, INT pick looked very good.
Listen, if we're supposed to run it back with the same squad and have the best tandem in the back, we gotta bring Poyer back.
Yeah.
And I think once we make some noticeable cuts and releases, and it kind of free up some cash here and there, I think that's when we'll handle that. I mean, like my man Renaissance Man says, he says, we gotta relax, man. Even though Dorsey has been around for a while, this is the first time calling plays. Case is brand new to the team, and that wasn't the starting O-line. And that is where we're gonna jump right. We're gonna jump into the Baylen Specter. I loved what I saw from Baylen Specter. I don't know if you were paying attention. Baylen Specter looked good to me.
Yeah.
Boy, did he look good, man. So Baylen Specter, I'm going to be paying attention a lot more to number 54, man. Baylen Specter was doing his damn thing. Mm-hmm. And the defensive backfield was solid today, man. They were solid. I mean, look, if you go to, I'm going back to look at the receivers for the Colts. Mm-hmm. Michael Pittman Jr., starter, 2 receptions, 30 yards. Kyle Granson, I don't know who the heck that is.
Never heard of him.
2 receptions for 29 yards. Alec Pierce, the big-time rookie that they drafted. 2 receptions for 27 yards. Jelani Woods, I know Trish is just panties all wet for Jelani Woods.
All over.
Right? 2 receptions for 22 yards. Desmond Patton, Tyson Williams. I mean, I can go on. Naeem Himes. Fam, they didn't do anything. They had their starting team.
Yes. They had their starters, man, and their starters looked pretty you know, pretty bad, basically. You know what I'm saying, up against the Bills' second team. Now, granted, you know what I'm saying, we got to be like, well, you know, they weren't game planning, blah, blah, blah. But still, if you're just looking at just from a competitive standpoint, they looked outclassed by the Bills' second team defense big time. Big time,
in my opinion. Absolutely did. And you know what? It was very clear as day because, I mean, you look at the score, 3-0 going into the freaking second half. Like, come on, fam. Like, I'm just saying, like, we look excellent. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to Leslie Frazier's defense this year. I think he's learned a lot, right? And I think that he's going to correct the mistakes that he did last year and not allow them to happen again. Because that's what it is, man. Know what your mistakes were last year. Clean them up. And make sure that you got what you need, right? I'm going to say, I'm going to mention one more thing. I think our defensive run team is going to be much better than it was last year.
Yes.
The additions of Tim Settle and DaQuan Jones are, listen, that those were the huge underrated, addition. Sneaky,
yeah.
I mean, signings that we did to really make this team better. Because if you, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm going to keep it real. Going into the playoffs last year, and when we were doing the, you know, I mean, team calculators, and if that team loses and this team wins, and anytime that I saw the Bills would have to host or play the Colts, I was not interested.
Yeah.
I wanted no parts of the Colts.
I didn't want it either. I wanted none of it.
They handled us with no care. They handled us with no care. They took it. They were USPS. Right, I don't know if USPS is really good, or we'll just use, I don't know who's out there, but they don't care. They don't handle anything with care. Yeah. They didn't handle us with care at all. They ran all over. They ran all over. So I'm gonna say right now, that defensive tackle pairing of DaQuan Jones and Tim Settle, big fan, big fan, and I think that's gonna make a big difference for us this coming year. So now I got Scott Blake coming in with another super chat. Scotty says, "Yo, the SC is for I'm assuming SC is for the 2 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. Cut Keenum and pay Poyer and sign Jaquan Johnson for cheap right now." Well, here's the thing. You sign him long-term. Like, he wants to play. He wants to start.
Right.
Like, you're going to sign me to a long-term deal so I can sit behind Poyer and hide?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to get no playing time? Yeah, I got the bag, but I want to play. I want to make a name for myself. Right. So that's where Bean, and I'll let you touch on this. This is where Bean has to make a tough decision.
Tough decision, man.
You're Bean.
Yeah.
You're Bean. And you're looking at Poyer has one more year on his deal.
Okay, well, maybe not so tough. Hold on.
One more year on his deal.
Yeah.
You feel me? Look,
if I'm Bean, because, you know, it's all about money, right? It's all about the money. It's all about the money. And so let me take my fan hat off a little bit and put on my GM hat. So if I'm Bean, and I sit here now, I understand, okay, he made all these moves with Drew Rosenhaus, and he wants to get paid. I get it. All pro safety, no doubt about it. But you look at the money that he's going to command, it's quite a bit. But after today's game, and not even today's game, because we've been seeing Jaquan Johnson, you know what I'm saying, but he just really put it out there today. And this is just preseason game one. After that type of performance, and I'm Brandon Bean, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
We may be able to roll out. If not this year, at least in the future, next year, beyond this season, with just Jaquan Johnson, Micah Hyde, and DeMar Hamlin and the likes, and be just fine. I don't have to extend myself. I don't have to spend all this money on another safety who's 33 years old or 30-plus years old.
Yep.
I can roll out with Jaquan Johnson and be just fine. I think, I mean, Poirier, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be good. He's going to be playing this year. But beyond this year, I think, man, It's quite possible, man. Brandon Bean just says, you know what? It's been great. I appreciate everything that you've done. Go ahead and take it.
you said that with such reluctance. You didn't really want to say that, but
I didn't want to say it because I like my man Poyer so much, but man, Jaquan,
I put you on the spot. So we're gonna move away, and before we move away, and I appreciate you guys. If you have a comment that you guys want to make in the replay, I want you to go good, bad, ugly, hashtag them all, and tell me what your good, your bad, and your ugly were in this game. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. Smash that like while you guys are in here. Don't smash it for me. Smash it for this guy right here, my man Rev, joining us doing the big thing. So, folks, we had the good. Now we got to talk about the bad. What are a couple things for you that stood out that were bad? You're like, no, that's bad. I can't deal with that.
The main thing to me that was bad off the top for me was the entire offensive line, man. That O-line, I get it. They were, you know, backups, but man, I thought that they would at least look better than this, right? Yeah. And this has been a concern of mine. And I've mentioned it before about the starting five and how they have not been able to be on the field together the entire training camp at all whatsoever because of so many injuries, and how important it was that they got together and built this O-line continuity, because, you know what I'm saying? Because if not, we've got some dogs coming up starting week one and then week two in the season, right? And so people were saying, well, we got plenty of depth, and I get it. We do have plenty of depth, but man, this depth today looked absolute atrocious. Yep. I don't know what was going on. Bobby Hart, turnstile, get him off the field. Tommy Doyle was getting cooked. Luke Tenuta was getting
abused.
He ain't my boy. That ain't my guy. I don't know. That ain't my guy. But he was getting just destroyed. The entire offensive line was such a disappointment today, and it really concerns me going forward. If the starters are not ready for week one, man, I am scared and nervous to put Josh Allen behind that offensive line against an all-pro.
It's a good point.
Hall of Famer in Aaron Donald.
The O-line did not look good today. And especially second half O-line. First quarter O-line was okay. We had Cody Ford in there. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we had some guys that have had some starting time. Bobby Hart was in there. I mean, I would say this reluctantly, obviously. But at the end of the day, you're right. The O-line depth has always been a challenge for us because sometimes people can't stay freaking healthy in the preseason.
Right.
So we're sitting here kind of like, dang, man. It's going to be a challenge. But guess what? Last year, same thing. We didn't have everybody all year. And then at the end of preseason, they came together and away we went. So I'm concerned, but I'm not overly concerned too much. But it is a valid point nonetheless, because the O-line had some shaky moments. We had 11 penalties for 90 yards.
Yeah, and where did most of those penalties come from? You know what I'm saying?
There were some moments in this game where you come like, come on, fam. We got to clean those things up. We got to clean those things up. So to me, I'm standing here looking at these penalties. I'm like, come on, we can't be like, we're getting ready to kick these guys off the field and then defensive holding or offensive line holding. Like, we can't do those things, right? So we got to clean those things up now. So when the season comes, we're ready to go. By the way, we are at 490 people watching right now. Do me a favor. Let's get over to 500 people
total.
Share this stream so everybody knows what's good. Come join us. Let's talk about this game. It's therapy time, baby. It's therapy time. Let's get it out of our system so we can get prepared for the freaking season's opener. So to me, that's what stood out, the penalties. Anything else stood out to you in the bad category? If something has stood out to you.
Yeah, I mean Case Keenum obviously just looked terrible to me. He just did not
He was bad.
He was bad.
That's exactly what I was going to go.
Yeah. He was bad. He was bad. Him, the O-line. Duke Johnson didn't really impress, you know. But that could have been because of the O-line. I don't know. I don't want to give excuses, you know what I'm saying? But I just really wasn't impressed with Duke today. I thought my man Blackshear outperformed him, to be honest with you.
Blackshear had a good game today, man.
He did.
Blackshear looked good today, boy. I'll tell you, man. That boy is straight to the practice squad, man. Don't let that boy go. Straight to the practice squad, man.
Don't play him no more.
Yeah, he looked fantastic today, man. I was a little worried about the way he got hurt, but the man was ready to come back in the game because he knows what's at stake. Andy comes in and says, yo, so Rev and Rico, what's our starting O-line and backup for each position in your opinions? Damn, that's a... So O-line, obviously, you already know who the starting O-line is.
Yeah.
It's I mean, the starting five: Dawkins, Morris, Bates, Saffold, and Spencer Brown.
Right.
The depth behind those guys, you're going to have, Mance. Mance is going to be backing up at center and guard. Then you have Cody Ford that's going to be on the squad. Bobby Hart, I don't know what they're going to do with Bobby Hart. Then you got Tommy Doyle that's going to be holding it down as well. I'm trying to, on the top of my head.
We got Questenberry.
Oh yeah, that's right. We got David Questenberry. Yeah. We came in. That's going to be playing a little bit of tackle, a little bit of right guard.
Right.
So we got some depth. I mean, how many guys we keep? That's another question because linemen go down. I mean, in the trenches. So at least I think we kept 8 or 9 last year. You're probably going to see the same number. And then obviously you've got Ike Butker that's going to be coming back shortly. Yeah. That's on the PUP right now. So we got to wait. We got to wait it out. But I appreciate that question coming in from my man Andy. So the bad, I mean, that's exactly right, man. You got Case Keenum was bad today. O-line was not very good. They were bad. And those penalties, man. Those penalties.
Penalties were gross.
We just can't have that. So that was a bad. So, folks, you know the drill, man. The good, the bad, the ugly. Let us know what it is. Oh, somebody said, <Mike's gross." stupid. laughs> "Yo, you're a fool." You guys, let us know what's going on, and let's go to the ugly. What was ugly for you today, sir? What stood out? We had the bad, we had the ugly. What's ugly to you, man?
Dang. Well, I forgot about the ugly because I would have saved my O-line for ugly because they were just that ugly. They were just that.
Oh, bad. No, there was some ugly. There was some ugly today.
Besides penalties, penalties were ugly too, man. In my opinion, but. Oh, dude.
I can jump in if you want.
Yeah, go ahead and jump in. Go ahead and
listen, man. Five freaking turnovers, man. Five freaking turnovers. You can bring him in.
Say what's up, Nate.
There you go, big fella. Yeah. He said, so. So, five freaking turnovers is what we had today. And we can't have that, man. Case Keenum threw an atrocious interception. Mm-hmm. I don't know what. I mean, he threw that way too quick.
I don't know who he was throwing. Wasn't ready. No.
It wasn't happening today. It just wasn't good, folks. Five turnovers. I mean, no team's supposed to win with five turnovers. Yeah. That's when you know you're in preseason because you turn that ball over five times. I mean, the last time I knew that we turned the ball over five times, my man Nate Peterman was in the game, and it wasn't good. It wasn't good whatsoever. By the way, speaking of Nate Peterman had a hell of a stiff arm today against who were they playing today? I forgot, the Chiefs. Up against the Chiefs, my man ran the ball out there. Stiff arm right into the
dirt. Man, did he do it? I missed it.
Have some respect for my guy, Nate Peterman. But anyway, Nate Peterman was the last person I knew that threw five interceptions. And listen, it wasn't good for us. It was not good. But nonetheless, the ugly today was it's pure and simple, the turnovers. We can't turn the ball over like that. And we can't be willy-nilly. I mean, you got a fumble from Kumro, interceptions.
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
I'm saying, like, we get the ball back, right? Interception, Jaquan Johnson takes it, runs it all the way back. Very next play.
Pick.
There was an interception. Come on, man. Have some respect. Have some respect for your defense. Your defense got you the ball back. And yo, Keenan is picking. Yo, y'all need to stop. But at the end of the day, we need to. It's got to get better. We got to hold on to football. Obviously, we didn't have any of our starters in there, but nonetheless, it stood out. It definitely did stand out. So we gotta make sure that we are on our P's and Q's. When it comes to this offense and making sure that we're ready to go, because we are going up against a juggernaut. We're going up against a very good team, a very well-coached team. So we got to make sure that we are on top of our game, because you know who is on top of his game? Arizona Joe.
There we go.
Arizona Joe, welcome to the Bing, my guy. Bing, biggity,
there
bing.
We go, Arizona. Joe
was good. I appreciate you joining. Is love, man. And for those that are wondering what Arizona Joe just did, he just exercised his right to join the Bing Squad. And when you join the Bing Squad, you get the perks of coming in and going to the merch store, percentages off your merch store. Not only that, folks, when the game season starts, you get the phone number to call in and you are able to come in and talk your shit. And you have that opportunity. Not only that, you can come on and join your boy side by side with me, like my man Rev. I'm going to bring your ass on and we can talk about it. So join the Bing Squad.
Yes, sir.
Get this thing popping. So as we look at this game, and it's a nice comeback. It's a nice comeback because it tells us that we're in the heart is there. You know what I'm saying? We have the will to win. And we want to. We could have sit there and like, yo, it's preseason, man.
It's preseason, They wanted that win. They wanted
They wanted that win, and it was clear. And I got to say, man, McDermott is ready to go. McDermott, I actually like the fact that he was like, yo, I'm not ready to punt yet. It's fourth and two. Let's go for that. Fourth and three? Man, F that. Let's go for it. So he's already showing that he's got confidence, all the confidence in this offense. So I gotta give it to him, man. I'm very impressed with how this team is going to look. The one thing that did stand out to me too, though, this offense is gonna be very explosive. And it's just that we're gonna be scoring at will, and we're gonna be scoring a lot of points.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of footballs. There's a lot of
mouths to be fed.
Listen, boy, there's a lot of mouths to be fed, man. And a lot of folks talk about, well, it is what it is. It may not be your turn to eat today. It's gonna be this person's turn. And I guess the way what I'm trying to say is, when you're all in on winning, You're not really looking for, you know, I didn't get fed today. I don't think we have that type of ego on this team. I think they know what's at stake. And I think that once it's time for us to get busy, we're going to get busy. And right now, this is where we stand, man. We're looking pretty good, man. It was good to see football back on TV for these Bills. So the good, the bad, the ugly. That segment is done. I do have another segment that I need your help, Rev.
All right.
And I usually have we have milk carton candidate. Are you familiar with when I've done that before?
The milk. No, but I think I know where you're going with it.
Oh, or you do know where I'm going with this? Well, I've always had people talk and talk
who,
about the
milk who we're missing. Somebody was missing, baby.
Who was missing? So there was a couple people missing today, and I saw them missing in action. Right?
Yeah.
Did anybody stand out to you that you're like, man, I didn't see this player. I didn't really hear too much about this player. Like, was this player even? Was did I see him on the field?
Like, did he suit up?
Did he suit up? It makes you wonder. So
I got three.
Milk carton candy. Right, you know what it is? I need to make a jingle for milk carton candy.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to part of my. I think it's gonna be part of my segues, my segments when I make my shows this year. So milk carton candy. All right. My man said, I got three.
All right. Let me see how y'all want to rank them from. Let me see if I want to do three to one. Let me see.
So I got three already.
Let's all go. All right. Shaq Lawson, didn't see him. He was gone. AJ Epinesa, and I thought that he was going to show up.
AJ Epinesa was your carton candy.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's because I came in late in the, you know what I'm saying? I saw it late in the first quarter, so maybe he played earlier. I don't know. But when I came in, I didn't see him. He was missing. But yeah, Shaq was gone. I didn't see him either. But OJ Howard, surprising. I'm like, yo, when did this guy even get on the field? And then what shook me was, I saw somebody say, yo, did OJ line up as like a fullback or something, some kind of weird stuff.
He did kind of like they had him motion over, and then he came back down, and then it was in like the H back.
They did
have him do that. Those are good ones. I'm looking at the crowd right now. So I got OJ Howard, I got Shaq Lawson, I got Crowder. Those are good ones, man. Those are good ones. My man Kyle Woods says, yo, Shakir stood out the most in this game. He did definitely stand out for sure. But we're looking for your milk carton candidate. Who is your milk carton candidate? I got my man Michael Strange says, yo, Howard, Cook, and Crowder. Well, yeah. Cook, you're not going to see too much from Cook because he's a rook, all right? Yeah. So they're not trying to, you know what I mean, put him out there too much. So that's a reason you're not going to see too much of him. Keenan on the carton. Yeah, I don't know where his game went today. His game was nowhere to be seen. Bobby Ray says, yo, I had a nice kick return, but Duke Johnson came through.
Where'd he go? My bad. Bobby Ray says,
yo, he had a nice kick return, but Duke Johnson wasn't impressive. That's exactly right. And my man Rev said that. Like, he didn't really see too much from Duke. And he had a great 50-yard kick return, but that's not why we brought you here.
No.
We didn't bring you here to be a kick returner. We brought you here to, you know what I'm saying,
RB2.
We brought you here to be that back that can run the rock and catch out of the backfield until we drafted James Cook, and then that was a different ball game. But I'm gonna tell you right now, there's three people that stood out to me that were MIA, milk carton. I mean, let me get my milk carton up. Where you at, man? Milk carton candidate, OJ Howard.
Yeah,
started the game, and then this is where I was like, last Friday I said, if he doesn't watch out, because we saw a big play from Quentin Morris.
Mm-hmm.
Looking like a damn wide receiver.
He did, man.
Right? Boy, I was like, who's that? Quentin Morris? Okay, my G.
Oh, man.
So, Quentin Morris. And then you had, who else was there? Tommy Sweeney. They had a big practice on the last training camp day. And then what I noticed a lot, too, was OJ Howard was back in the game a little later. Like, late in the game. And I saw him in the on the field. I was like, I'm not sure how I feel about OJ Howard on the squad. So, Milk Carton, I need you to step up, my guy.
Yeah,
I know they went to you early. They went to you early in the at the beginning of the game. It was a little too high. Case Keenum was just too much, man. Case Keenum torn it down a little bit. His balls were erratic. I said it, damn it. His footballs were erratic. They're all over the place, man. Yo, settle down, fam. So OJ Howard stood out to me. Where the hell? Wait, write this in for me, please.
I got you.
Where in the heck was Tavon Austin?
Oh man,
Tavon, where were you? Were you deactivated? I don't get it. I thought I was going to have a show.
I completely forgot about him.
That's the problem. That's
exactly why he was.
Therein lies the problem. Yeah. I thought this guy, I mean, we were rooting for the underdog. The underdog's going to come in. He's going to do some business. I didn't hear a damn peep from him. Now, whether he was activated or not, I've got to go back and look. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, shoot, let me just look right at the, like, listen, the stats sometimes lie, but I don't think it's going to lie to me today when it comes to if my guy did anything, because I did not hear not a single, somebody said, who's he? Exactly.
Yeah, right on.
And I was rooting. I wanted to hear good things from Tavon Austin. And guess what? Neil Paiu got in the game.
Yeah, he got in.
Tavon Austin. So all that chatter, it didn't do for me. So Tavon Austin, milk carton candidate, fam. I'm not sure what happened to you today, but we're going to work it out.
Yeah, he was out of there.
Lastly, I needed to see more from this player. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see enough. And I was like, man, like, if there's a chance for this guy to show us what he's got, then he's got an opportunity. And I'm sitting here like, okay, but can someone get me the milk carton? You know what I'm saying? Because we got O.J. Howard. I need O.J. Howard to be next to this person. I need Tavon Austin to be next to this person. And I need to see more from Shaq Lawson. Shaq. There was a big hoopla. Shaq is coming to the Bills. Okay, you're here now.
Yeah.
I didn't see too much from you, my G. I didn't see too much. Now, I don't know if he's kind of hurt, if he's not, if he's, and some people are saying that he's Shaq Lawson did dress.
Yeah, he dressed. I see him coming off the field.
Oh, he was here today. He was playing. Yeah. But I think they're talking about Tavon. I don't know if Tavon is the one that didn't dress.
Maybe Tavon, yeah.
Maybe it's Tavon, because okay. I didn't see Tavon. So that's his.
Oh, okay.
That's your way of like getting off that.
Okay. But
I did not. Okay, Tavon, not Shaq. Excuse me. Then that makes more sense.
Yeah.
But Shaq Lawson, I need to see more from Shaq Lawson. Not because Shaq Lawson was a bum today, but I didn't hear his name. I didn't see much of him. And I got to go back and watch some tape to see like where he was at. Maybe he impacted a lot more than I saw. But I don't know, man. Shaq Lawson was, he didn't do it for me. He didn't do it for me today.
No.
And with how deep this defensive line is, it's a possibility
that he don't make it.
Hey, I'm just saying, people. I'm just saying. But
we need
guys that have the experience. We need guys that have been in the system that know what is needed by this team. So maybe they chalk it up as, you know what, you're just kind of getting the rust off. I have no idea. But Shaq Lawson, we watch you, bro. We watching your ass.
Yeah, so, man.
OJ Howard, Tavon, you get a pass. You get a pass, Tavon. But OJ Howard and Shaq Lawson, yo, milk carton candidate. And you know what? I'm going to put Case Keenum on that, because I don't know where Case Keenum's game is. Case Keenum's game, where did it go? You know what I'm saying? You going up against the number one defense. I get it. You know what I'm saying? You are a playoff quarterback. You've been to the playoffs. You get it. But Case, don't make it a cold case. Don't make Brandon B make it a cold case. You feel me? So let's go. Case Keenum, we need you to step your big game up next week.
Yeah, man.
To show us that, okay, woo, crisis averted. Because during this game, we had a whole lot of people saying, yo, is Mitch Trubisky available? Where's Mitchell Trubisky? Yo, Mitchell Trubisky's in his own way. He's got his own
Pittsburgh,
handle, right? Cash says Jameson Crowder was a milk carton candidate. You know what? I got to keep it real. As much as I like Crowder, he's got to go on that carton, because we didn't really see too much from him today. We didn't. We had the one drop, and then that was it. We didn't really see much from Crowder. So maybe we're talking, it's too early to be talking like this, but this is the point. It's preseason. We've got to talk about this. And it allows us to kind of really figure things out. Johnny Blaze comes in and says, yo, Epinesa goes on the milk carton too. Damn, right?
I'm saying, listening
to you, man. You're not really feeling what Epinesa did today. So, I mean, I guess we're going to have to see how this plays out, man.
It's quite a bit, man.
It's quite a bit for real. But, folks, we just – listen, man, it's preseason. It's the first game. We wanted to make sure that we came out here and kind of get that out of the way. I'm not worried too much now. It's the first game. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to ask, what did you learn? What did you learn from this game?
Mm.
Before we get out of here, what did you learn?
Man, I learned, dude, that these rookies ain't playing around, dude.
Ooh, I like that.
They came to take some jobs. Mm-hmm. They're like, we're not going to be content with sitting in the background and sitting on the bench eating, you know, sunflower seeds. Now we can't even play. You know what I'm saying? Shakir proving himself. Like, look, y'all want to talk about a little dirty Isaiah McKenzie and Jamison Crowder all you want to, but don't sleep. Don't sleep on me. And then my man, and then on the defensive side of the ball, my man, not Bernard, Benford, man.
Oh, Christian Benford.
Benford. He came out of no wonder this guy's been getting first team reps here in training camp lately. This guy came on the field and I was like, yo, who is this dude? He came out and was like, Nah. You gonna know me? You gonna remember my name? Number 47. That's who I am.
That's an ugly number. He's got to change that number. That's a
he got. Yeah, he got to change that number. Let's have another milk carton candidate. And maybe I missed him early in the game.
Oh shit! Go ahead, man.
What happens to number 30?
Dane Jackson. He didn't play today.
He didn't play. Okay. All right. I'll put.
I didn't see any. I didn't see Chris. I didn't see him on there. It was today. It was a lot of Cam Lewis. Cam Lewis, Kyrie, and Christian Benford.
Okay.
A slew of our backup. So he had the day
off. Benford, man, looked good. He looked really good, man.
Yeah,
don't you dare
try to put Dane on the milk carton. He's not ready for that. Here's what we learned today. I learned that our punter is no joke. He's the real deal. You know what I'm saying? I was happy to see with my own eyes why they call him what they call him. Right. So, I mean, we got to come up with a new nickname because he doesn't even like that name. He doesn't like you guys. He doesn't like you. We got to come up with something else. Baylen Spector stood out to me. What I learned was that Baylen Spector is a name that most of us should start to get familiar with. Baylen Spector looked good today. He really looked good. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this plays out. Corey Buffalo comes in with the chat. He says, hey,
love it.
I learned that our defense is going to be a problem for opposing offenses this year. You damn right, Corey Buffalo.
Get that right.
You damn right. So, folks, what did you learn? What did you learn today in this game? You need to tell us if you have something you want to share with us. The way to get our attention, obviously, is Super Chat, but we are always scanning the chat no matter what. We don't discriminate. You have a comment that is worthy of conversation, we will click on that. But if you have such a hot take that you're like, yo, I need them to see this, you guys know exactly what to do. So that's what I learned, man. Baylen Spector, that's a name that we got to get familiar with. I mean, listen, some people are talking about Kumro in the chat right now.
Well, man, yeah, that fumble, man. That was like, oh, man, come on.
I mean, it happens, man. Like, you know what? I think he got a little, he tried to make a move before he can really establish himself. And he just didn't secure that football.
You know who looked nice? This is another guy I had on my list, man. Boogie Basham.
Yo, when I saw 55, I said, what?
Did we get Jerry Hughes back?
I thought Jerry Hughes is gone. I said, golly. And it wasn't that he came in with power. He came in with pure strength and a great angle. He ripped underneath that lineman. And the minute you see a lineman like this, he rips and he's getting around that corner, boy, it's over.
It was.
And you know what? And listen, can I mention something? Because I want to know what you guys thought about this. Boogie Basham comes around, sacks the quarterback. I don't know if it was if Matt Ryan was still, I think Matt Ryan was still in the game at that point. Sacks the quarterback. Terrell Bernard scoops and scores. Did you see that highlight yet? Because I don't know if you were there for that. Okay. What did you guys think about how the speed of Terrell Bernard? I felt that he was a little slow. I felt he was a little sluggish because my man Bobby put me on that.
Who was that? Was that Cam Lewis who was running?
Cam Lewis was nipping on his ass.
He was like, yo, push him a little bit. Yeah, I mean, everybody, come on, Ray. I mean, you got a cornerback. You know, he's a cornerback, and then you got, you know, catching up to a linebacker.
When he scooped that football, it wasn't like he had to go backwards to get it and turn back around. It was momentum
right in stride.
It bounced perfectly and right in the breadbasket. And I was like, okay, I mean, he did kind of look sluggish. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Like, listen, Triple OG John Yotis knows it.
Yeah.
He did look a little sluggish, right? You 6'1", 224, my guy. You're not like you're 260.
He runs a 4.59 though. 4.59. 4.5. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying. He didn't.
Yeah. I agree, man. He looked slow. And then he looked sluggish. I think after that, they got back out in the game again. And then he got beat on by a crossing route. And it was chasing. I can't remember who it was, but he just got. He was chasing.
You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
I can understand why he was maybe not a first round, second round draft pick. You feel me? So I understand that speed is a factor, but instincts is another. And he's instinctual. He's where he's supposed to be. Somebody said he's a 5'3 guy.
He was talking about he looked like a 5'3 guy.
Oh, okay. He looked like a 5'3 guy. I was like, what? 5'3? But yeah, at the end of the day, here's another thing I learned. I learned that Terrell learned, yo, step your game up, because your boys are gonna freaking make fun of you. They're gonna make fun of you. You know how boys are, man. We always razz on the guy that almost got caught. I thought somebody was gonna catch him, and I noticed, oh shoot, that's our own guy. I was like, you gonna roll?
He was trying to like push him, like, hurry up, man, get in the end zone. You know,
absolutely. He was giving him like, no push, man. Yeah, man. Listen, man, folks, that was it for today, man. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We're just getting warmed up. Getting warmed up. Last segment, and I'm gonna let my man. I'm gonna let you jump into it, Rev. And usually we have this segment called the mic check. And what we do is we want to give the roses to the three stars, right? I don't want to do three stars of the game. So who do you give the mic check to? Right? Your three mic checks, your three microphones. Who did it go to? Mic check. Are you gonna give them to?
Oh man, this is tough. All right, because they're guys that stood out. I gotta go with Matt Barkley. Okay,
nice.
Because the game changed when he got in the game. They wouldn't have won the game had not Matt Barkley got in the game. And you can see the entire offense shifted once he got in there. The pace had picked up, you know what I'm saying? So he definitely is going to get a mic from me. I know we got a lot of obvious guys, but another one, I'm giving one to Isaiah Hodgins, man. I got to give one to Isaiah Hodgins. I loved how he came through like a dog. He was like, yo, y'all ain't going to forget me. And he kind of took the game over. Like, he and Barkley were like, yo, throw me the ball. Throw me the ball. These guys can't cover me. You know what I'm saying? He led them to that victory. Another one, I'm going to have to say.
It's a tough one.
It's tough because there's so many. I think I'm going to give my last one to, I'm just going to pick a man. I got to go with Khalil Shakir.
That's a good one.
I liked Shakir, man. I liked what he did. I liked what he brought to the table, and just how consistent he was. And that one pass, man, that kind of along the sideline. I was just like, dude, this dude is perfect. Like he's got hands of glue. Like he has stick-em on his gloves or something.
He does, man.
I love Shakir, man. So yeah, I definitely got to go with those three right there.
Great hands. Scott Blinken comes in, and I love that. This is what I need you guys to do, man. If you guys are watching this right now. And before we get out of here, if you guys have watched up to this point, when you guys are replaying this and you are seeing here, what I need you to do is type in Rico and Rev. You know what I'm saying? Rico and Rev. All right. I want you guys to put that in there to let me know that you have reached this point of the show. And then put a little microphone check right beside it. Right.
Yeah.
So Scott Billy comes in and says Shakir, Spectre, Hodgins. You know what?
Nice.
You've got two of my guys on there, Spectre and Hodgins. Yeah. You've got two of my guys on there. The third guy that I'm going to have to go with is you got your Spectre, you got your Hodgins, and you got to give it to him, because Barkley, when Bitcoin came in, he showed up, because we were looking lackadaisical. It was like 24 to 16. It's like, okay, it's not looking good, man. It's not going to work. And then we started to really get our act together. We started making plays. We started doing things, right? So you got to give it to him, man. So Baylen Specter stood out for me. That's a mic check. I got to give him his mic check. I got to give him love. Bitcoin Barkley came back, and Isaiah Hodgins was just 9 receptions, 11 targets, 90 yards receiving, dude. Excellent job. So those were my three. That's my mic check. Those are my three standout guys that stood out today. Fantastic performance by our guys today. Yeah. They really showed out, and shout out to the crowd, man. That was a full house today.
Yeah,
it almost looked house today in Buffalo. I'm gonna tell you right now, man, it's going to be a freaking party every time there's a home game, because this team is rocking.
This team is rocking
right now. My man Shakir, my man Renaissance Man says, yo, Shakir had 5 for 92. Was it Shakir that had 5 for 92?
That was dope.
Listen, man, nonetheless, these guys were humming today. Yeah, 5 for 92 for my man Shakir with 18 yards, a reception. Hodgins was 9 for 77 on 11 targets. The young guns are going to be a problem.
They're going to be a problem.
Oh, yes, they are. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for us, man. So if you've got to this point, Rico and Rev, put your microphone checks in there. We appreciate y'all, man. And listen, folks.
Buffalo.
We got our first win.
Buffalo.
We got our first win. That's 9 wins in a row in preseason. Now, it doesn't mean anything.
Buffalo.
You know what I'm saying? Buffalo. And we didn't even have any of our starters play today, man. This was quality depth.
Yeah.
Quality depth at its finest. That's how you build a roster. Hopefully, this is the roster that takes us to where we need to go. And that's
no doubt.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Rico, my man Rev. We feeling it. Rev, let's go, man. Yo,
we doing
tomorrow. It's a day off. We chilling. Do what you do. Z-Bot is back at it again on Monday.
Monday night.
And I'm going to follow it up again on Tuesday. And then my man Rev's going to finish you guys off on Wednesday. And then we do it all over again. So, folks,
yes,
enjoy
sir.
The rest of your weekend. Enjoy the replays. It's nice to just enjoy the rest of the weekend with a Bills win.
Yes, sir.
That's the way you look at it. Rev.
Yo.
We'll catch you guys on the flip side. Rev, I'll catch you on the other. And we'll talk about, we got some things we got to talk about.
Yes, sir.
And that we'll go from there, man. So, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, it's your boy Rico. It's your boy Rev. And we'll catch you on the flip side. And we are gone. Go Bills.
Go Bills, baby. Let's get it.
Buffalo, Buffalo, Buffalo is the mafia. 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 Buffalo, Buffalo, Buffalo is the mafia.
Yeah.
Buffalo, Buffalo, Buffalo is the mafia. It's the Buffalo Bills, eh? It's the Buffalo.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.